Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the audio edition of the Dozen Trivia Competition. This is match 22 of season 2. Match 139 overall between the 1-0-0 Yak, Big Cat, Throne and Che. I almost said Throne. Big Cat, Ron, and Che against the 2-0-0 team, brand new this season. Your mom, Rudy, KFC, and Jack McCarthy. All of the matches will now have an audio-only version. There are two questions in this match, two categories with visual questions. You can find the visual reference in the link below. Click the links below and you can take a look at what the visual question, the visual reference will be, so you can still listen along and not have the two categories today, which is Celebrity Mashup round 2 and then round 11 Cars. You can listen along without kind of losing the effect of the show. All the other questions do not have a visual component. We will always put the visual question in the podcast description below. Thanks for subscribing. Make sure to give it a 5-star rating, give it a review. Throw your favorite team down there. Tell me I suck. But as long as it's got 5 stars, I don't care what you say. Comment, rate, subscribe, all that. Enjoy the Dozen. Awesome match. First one up as a podcast. The rest of them will always be on these feeds no matter where you listen to your podcast. Thanks to Roman for sponsoring this episode. Enjoy. The Dozen Trivia Competition presented by Roman is back with a heavyweight battle at the first quarter mark of the season between the 1-0-0 Yak team, the former number one overall team last season, Big Cat Ronan Che, against the new team, your mom, 2-0-0 on the season. This matchup features the top two players in the Dozen this season as Roan and Rudy go head-to-head for the first time in this massive early season matchup. It's the Yak. It's your mom, and it all starts right now.
All right, it's the Dozen match. Man, I've been killing this lately, but I keep forgetting now. Match 22 of season 2, 139 overall. The third match of the season for your mom, 2-0, one of the remaining undefeated teams against another undefeated team, only 1-0, but a dominant first appearance. They've not been back since week 2. It's everyone's favorite former chaotic team. The Yak. No longer chaotic, though, right, Big Cat? We're just...
We follow all the rules. We follow all the rules. We play the game the right way. This is what people want. They want trivia played the right way. That's what we do. I also just want to... No excuses, but I'm on, like, 4 hours of sleep, and I'm taping this in my son's bedroom, so... But no excuses.
No excuses. Yeah.
Put the neck brace on while you say it, Dan.
I need one. My brain is so fried right now, but I'm here because Jeff D'Lo asked me to be here. And I'm a company man.
This seemed like a pretty good matchup. Your mom, we'll get to it in a second. This match brought to you by Roman.
The Dozen brought to you by Roman, folks. Roman, they're changing the game, changing the way people try. And this match brought to you by Roman, folks. That's right. Most guys have tried many different ways to last longer in bed, but you know, thinking about bad trivia doesn't always work, folks. Folks at Roman. They're an online men's health company. They're changing the game with Roman Swipes, a secret to longer-lasting sex. Roman Swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed. They're very effective, very easy to use, and fast-acting. And guess what, folks? No prescription required. How many more times can I say folks in this ad read? Roman can ship swipes to you in discreet, unmarked packaging. Each swipes packet is small enough to hide in your wallet, too, for whenever you need it. Hide it, be discreet about it, whatever you want. Again, easy to use. Just take the swipes out of the packet, swipe it on, let it dry, and you are good to go. That is it. Go to GetRoman, GetRoman.com/dozen. Get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose an old monthly plan. That's right. GetRoman, GetRoman.com/dozen.
All right, thanks to Roman. This match, this is a good matchup. Your mom, you have been doubted twice. You beat the defending champions in your first match in a stunner. Then Nightmare. They doubted you. Cons, Casey, and Fights, which that seemed a little crazy that they doubted you. No offense to them, but that one was a little out of there. But you're 2-0. Rudy, the number 2 ranked player in the dozen, going up against Roan is number yeah. Roan is number 1. But Che and Bickett are like top 5 as well, I think. So it's you're going up against a juggernaut team. Kevin, you were talking a little shit beforehand. It seems like the confidence is as high as ever.
Well, I just talk all the shit for Rudy. I write the checks, and Rudy hopefully cashes them. So,
all right.
Well, we're just going to put some hard words up there to spell for Rudy's dyslexic ass.
Oh, we're doing ableism now.
Disavow.
You're supposed to be a role model, Ron. Come on.
Wow. As always, 24 questions. Plus a 25th bonus round, 12 categories. You got 3 lifelines, double up. You can double up any category you want, except for the niche round. That's already worth 2 points. You can't use any lifelines on the niche round. Just a reminder, you can use call a friend, and then you can do double dip, meaning you can answer one question 2 times. Rudy, I imagine your final answer person still for your team.
Yeah.
Che, was it you last time again? As a reminder.
Yeah. I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Stephen Che.
Stephen Che. Here we go. 35 seconds per question, as long as there is one answer, which I actually think every question tonight, a little hint, is just a one. Well, celebrity matchup's always 2, but that's 35 seconds. Here we go. Big one. One team will remain undefeated. Rankings coming out very soon now that we had we still need Chicklets to play, but most every team has played, at least the returning teams. First category tonight, Yak, you're up first every round, is going to be Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball. 35 seconds, I'm done reading the question. What starting pitcher at this career path from 2006 to 2020? Florida/Miami, Detroit, Atlanta, Washington. For the Yak.
I'm completely useless for this, for baseball.
I'm thinking in – go ahead.
No, go.
I don't want to give it away. I was thinking it's like the Dontrell Willis world.
I'm going to throw out a name – I know 2 of the teams he played for. I don't know if he's seconds. Still around. Anibal Sanchez.
Let's go with it.
Anibal Sanchez, final answer.
That's the correct answer. 1-0 off the bat.
Let's go, Big Cat. No hitter for the Marlins. I had him on my fantasy team. Not that anyone cares.
ML Big Cat.
Yeah, I cared for that moment. That's good. Other side. Your mom. Usually a sluggish start for you guys. You love spotting teams a couple points early. MLB for you. Yeah. What starting pitcher had this career path from 2000 to 2014 and 17? Pittsburgh, Boston, Cincinnati, Arizona, Cincinnati. 35 seconds.
I mean, I don't know baseball.
I have no fucking idea.
Pittsburgh in 2000. Who, 2014, then back in 2017. Who, like, retired and popped back in? It's got to, like, that's what that means, right?
10 seconds.
You got a name?
Anything in 5, 4.
Pedro 3. Martinez, final answer.
Other side.
Bronson Arroyo, final answer.
Wow.
Woo!
Che, final answer?
Yep.
That is there correct. 2-0.
How long was he on Pittsburgh?
I don't remember Pittsburgh, but I do remember him coming back on Cincinnati. Like, he did, like, the look, Bronson Arroyo's trying it again.
He's the guy with braids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did do braids at one point. Yeah. I think he was in the Red Sox, yeah. Here we go. Celebrity mashup. This is for the Yak. When you see the picture, 35 seconds will begin. Well, 2 celebrities are mashed up in this photo.
Ted Danson.
Yes.
On the inside, I don't know who's on the outside.
My guess was Kudrow, but it might be.
Is that a Kudrow neck?
Yeah, the neck is telling.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, it could be a Kudrow neck. She's sitcom in the 90s.
Yeah, but I don't know.
10 seconds.
Kudrow. That's my best guess right now, but it's like I'm trying to remember who.
5 seconds, Che. Full names. I need 2.
Lisa Kudrow and Ted Danson.
Lisa Kudrow, Ted Danson.
That is correct.
Tyrone, way to go. That's so mean to be like, who's got that
neck? Yeah, who's got that turkey neck?
Yeah, shout out to Lisa Kudrow. The other side, down 3-0. 35 seconds.
That's Frazier. That's Kelsey Grammer is on the inside.
And is that Elaine?
Louis-Dreyfus, I think.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. Kelsey Grammer and Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Kelsey Grammer, Julia, you cool with that, Jack?
Yeah, I have no fucking idea, so yeah.
Okay, who is it again?
Kelsey Grammer and Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Kelsey Grammer, Julia, the whatever Dreyfus.
yes, that's correct. Okay, I didn't need to hear you. It was good.
Way too many syllables for one person's name.
JLD always bringing the heat.
3-1. All points scored so far. Every answer achieved in some way. Third category is NBA. It's for the Yak. In 2005, LeBron James made his first All-Star start, which Magic Forward was also selected as a starter, his seventh time as an All-Star.
His first All-Star. Hill, probably. Seven times. I mean, my first guess was like Rashard Lewis, but there's no way that he had seven.
What about Page? Was he on the Magic at the end?
Oh,
T-Mac?
I think
T-Mac was on Houston by 05. Put Yao Ming.
10 seconds.
My guess is Hill, but I trust
Lou? Five.
No,
not Turkoglu. Okay, three.
Who?
Che.
Hill.
Grant Hill, final answer.
That is correct. 4-1.
Great.
Damn.
Other side, down 4-1. Lot left. In 2006, Dwayne Wade made his first All-Star start, which Pacers forward was also selected as a starter, his fifth time as an All-Star.
Jermaine O'Neal.
35 seconds.
I don't know that many. It's the only Pacer I know is Jermaine O'Neal.
That's what I was going to say, too, because it's like not –
that's too early for like Roy Hibbert.
And it's too late for obviously for
Reggie Miller.
Reggie Miller. Is it?
Yeah, go with Jermaine O'Neal.
He sounds right. KFC, you good with that?
Yeah.
All right, Jermaine O'Neal, final answer.
That is correct. 4-2. Points scored left and right. Music, next category. This is for the Yak. Music. 35 seconds and I'm done reading the question. In 2015, what Jamaican artist hit number one on the U.S. Billboard charts with his song Cheerleader?
Is it
35 seconds.
Is it Tayo Cruz?
Sure.
This is you, dog.
I know Kevin knows it, unfortunately.
Oh, fuck. It was a one-hit wonder. I know they pitched it up and speeded it up. That's my best guess. I'm
We're going to go with that, Jeff.
Which one?
What is it?
Tayo Cruz?
Tayo Cruz.
Other side, 15 seconds.
He was a two-hit wonder. Don't discount Hula Hoop. It's Omi. O-M-I. Or I don't know how to say his name. Omi.
Really? I thought it was Roan's answer. All right, Omi, final answer.
No, it wasn't.
4-3. It was Omi.
Mm-hmm.
Big music bet.
Fuck, that's
huge
my bad,
steal.
Gang.
You tie it up.
You're good.
Ron, I thought that was Ron.
You should have gone with it,
Ron. Tie it up. In 2016, what Danish pop group hit number two on the U.S. Billboard charts with their song 7 Years?
7 Years?
Danish pop group?
What song goes like 7 Years?
I don't know, man. Jack, you have anything?
You like the 7 years old one?
Is Daft Punk?
7 years old. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun,
10 seconds. Dun, dun,
dun. They're not. They're French.
Five, four.
Daft Punk. Final three. Answer.
Other side. 15 seconds.
I don't know this.
I don't know any Danish pop groups. Should I?
What about like of Monsters and Men? No, but that was the last time we were on. He played some of Monsters and Men. Jeff wouldn't do that.
He's doing it again. They're not really a Danish pop group.
Yeah, they're not even Danish, I don't think.
Or indie.
I don't know. Say that one.
Of Monsters and Men.
McCarthy's right. It's the Once I Was 7 Years Old song. It's Lucas Graham. Lucas Graham.
Yeah. I know the song. I just didn't
Lucas
know his name.
Graham is a – first of all, I don't even know that. That's a group? Yes. Lucas Graham? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I never even heard of that.
Well, that sounds like a country music guy.
Yeah. He's got the K in there.
4-3. Fuck. Close one. Sports math is the next category.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
Sports math.
Just like gambling math, big cats. This is the only math.
No, it's not. It's hard. It's way worse than that.
I think today's are very manageable. Here we go for the yak. 35 seconds. What is the sum of these jersey numbers? Rondo Celtics, Tomey Phillies, Jones Drew Jaguars. Sum of those jersey numbers.
I think I'm gonna know this. Well, Rondo is 9. Jim Tomey, I assume, is 25. Is that right? Phillies, he was 25 with the Indians, so that's going to be 34. Maurice Jones-Drew was 32 because 32 teams passed on him. So that's going to be 34 plus 32, so 66. Is Jim Tomey definitely 25 on the Phillies?
You're a freak, Jay. You're a freak.
That yeah, no, this is, this is a Stephen Jay yes, category.
Go with it.
66.
That is correct, 66. Wow.
Get this wrong. Jay. Give this to me. Give it to me again.
I couldn't get one of those guys.
You were put on this earth for this fucking question. Yeah.
Jeff, I think I got a new niche category.
That was impressive. Some may be saying you gave the Philly guy a Phillies one. Well, other side, similar thing. There's a Met on there.
I don't know any.
Dwight Howard, Magic. No. Carlos Beltran, Mets. Clinton Portis, Washington.
Howard was 12 and Portis was 26.
Was 26, yeah.
I think Carlos Beltran was 4. So I want to say, like, I have CB4 in my head, but that might be – hang on. Let me think.
20 seconds.
I've seen Carlos 38
with Howard and
– see Porter. That jersey. It's so – you add up here, too. What is it?
38.
10 seconds.
38 plus Carlos Beltran was
– 5, 4,
42.
42. 1,
42, final answer.
Other side.
So I think Beltran was 15.
Okay. So it's
so
12.
15 plus 12 is 27 plus 26 is right. So that's 53. I think Beltran's 15.
Try it.
You guys good with that?
Yes.
53, Jeffrey.
What a freak. 53 is correct. 6-3. Huge double steal for the Yak.
Can I just say something? That was really mean what you did to Kevin, because I'm like Kevin. I could – like I have like – Jordan, Walter Payton, and Pippen. That's it. Like, I don't know anyone's jersey number ever. Ever.
Any numbers.
Any. I don't know any of those. I didn't even know Dwight Howard's number.
B12?
Yeah. I don't know. Numbers like those, that is
no jersey.
That's the irrelevant nature of sports trivia where I don't have time in my day to remember numbers.
That's why we're
Steven, that's why we got you.
That's why
we're niche category. a lot of points left. All lifelines left. Niche category round. Yak, you offered up.
Tyo Cruz sang Dynamite. That's what he said.
That is what he said. Yes, yes. Yes, you are correct. NFL draft top 10, battle rap, and then the third one was, why is it eluding me?
Path.
It was NFL career paths. They selected NFL draft top 10.
Ooh.
Jay, time to flex those muscles. 35 seconds, and I'm done reading the questions. So we're 2 points. This Pac-10 receiver was one of 3 players for the position taken in the top 10 of the 2004 NFL draft, but the only one to never make the Pro Bowl.
I'm going to go with Reggie Williams, Jacksonville.
From USC?
From Washington.
Is that your final?
I think so. Do you guys
pose as a question? That's why I have to ask.
Oh,
sure. I don't know.
It was like Dwayne Jarrett one of those?
No, he wasn't top 10 pick.
5.
All right, 4. Go with it.
Reggie Williams.
That is correct. Reggie Williams went to the Jaguars, never made a pro. That's a freakish pro. Right,
we need one here, boys.
All right, you guys offered up 90s/2000s rap. You offered up international or European soccer. And The Office. They once again pick The Office. That's back-to-back matches. You're getting The Office.
Who's European soccer?
Rudy.
He's a freak.
What?
Yeah.
He has
he knows your, yeah.
Who's your GOAT, Ronaldo or Messi?
Messi, for sure.
All right, good. Good answer. Give him a point. Give him a point.
Dave's guy, Austin, famously is the one who said Rudy knows next to nothing about anything except for Twitch and European soccer. That's what he said. So, yeah.
Wait, are you Glazer in or Glazer out?
I focus on the players. I don't even know who the fuck Glazer is. Is he the owner?
Good, Glazer in. Yep.
All right, word.
This is okay. The Office, 35 seconds. In a Benihana Christmas Part 2, what specific food item convinces Kevin to attend Angelo's party?
Double fudge brownies, I believe.
Yes, it's brownies. Brownies. It's definitely. Now, is he going to be a piece of shit on the double fudge? Do we say double fudge?
Do I need the double fudge, Jeff? Is that a part of it?
I would be more specific than not.
Fudge brownies.
I'm pretty almost 100% sure. What was Jeff going to say?
If you said only brownies, I would ask for a more specific answer. That's why it says.
All right, we'll say. Should I say double fudge?
I believe it's fudge.
I would then say fudge brownies, and if he says more specific, then we say
okay. Fudge brownies, final answer.
I am going to give you double fudge brownies if you said it. That is correct. It's double fudge brownies. I was not going to play technical on that one. That was impressive. I was told by multiple people that was way too hard, and I trusted the instincts on that.
No, last time's office question was the hardest question I've ever gotten on this show.
Yeah, the Evanescence one?
Mm-hmm.
Because I asked you, like, post-Michael Scott era. That was the problem.
Yeah, right.
If you didn't give that to us, I would hunt you down and kill you with my bare
hands. I would walk across the hall and actually strangle Jeff.
As a newly reformed sportsman on the Dozen Trivia, if he didn't give that to you guys, I would have protested this game on your behalf.
Yes. No, that was more than fair. 3-point lead. All lifelines remaining. That was a double niche category winner right there. Time for the bonus round.
Time to make the donuts.
Books is the category.
No. Come on, Jeff. It's rethink this. Are you rethink this?
Do you like sports books? Is that what we're doing here?
Because do a different one. We can all agree. Something else.
It's gettable.
I only know like 5 books.
How? The Hatchet.
It's gettable.
The Bible.
I'm going to note something. Lord of the Rings.
NFL preview.
Lord of the Rings is not on here.
This would be incredible if it was literally Each team named five books.
I would freeze on round 4, no doubt.
Lord of the Rings is not on here. Lord of the Rings, they don't know how to like properly tabulate how many have been sold, so it's not an answer. Don't throw Lord of the Rings out there, because sometimes it's all one book.
Book knowledge.
Here we go. Yak, I'm done reading the question. Your 10 seconds will begin. Che, last thing you say is your team's answer. Rudy, you as well. Rudy, you're always a good player, and you say final answer. You can just say the answer. Just not to be the final. Don't need to waste time. Name the top 23 best-selling book series of all time of the year 2018, according to World Atlas.
Oh, I got
Harry
one.
Potter. Harry Potter.
Yeah. That's the only one I got. Harry Potter.
And Lord of the Rings does not count.
Nope. I think we literally say the Bible.
Oh, books.
5, 4, 3,
the Bible.
2, 1.
The Bible. You didn't say anything.
I took the Bible.
I'm thinking so hard.
What's like a Tom Clancy like Splinter Cell or some shit like that?
5, 4, 3.
James Bond.
2.
James Bond.
Oh. How about like Jack Ryan books, Patriot Games? Would Jack Ryan books suffice?
I would accept that answer. 5.
Jack Ryan.
Is Game of Thrones the fucking Lord of the Rings?
Fuck.
Game of Thrones. Say Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
What a question.
No.
What?
I think we go Tom Clancy.
What? That's just the author, though. You got to think.
Five. I don't know any. No, what are the old ones?
2, Rudy.
Tom Clancy.
Rudy, what did you say?
Tom Clancy.
What about like the Divergent books and shit like that? Or,
Children's books.
Hunger
what
games,
about Children's
Hunger
books?
Games.
Hunger Games. Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. Hunger Games.
Oh.
What? Your mom, you need this to stay alive.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
In 2018?
Oh, you're right. 5.
Rudy, Three, Rudy. Two, Rudy. I need something.
Kid. Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Guess what? You're alive. That's on there.
Whoa! Let's fucking go!
Yeah, 10 seconds for the win here.
They got no shot at naming another series.
But we need one.
Berenstein Bears or some shit.
Five, I'm sitting in my son's room.
Jay, three. Jay, two.
Berenstein Bears.
That's actually on there. You've won the 2 points.
That was so pathetic. Embarrassing. I also just realized the Bible's not a series.
But look at this board.
All right, here's the rest of them. There's a couple you're going to recognize for sure. Twilight's on there.
That's Twilight.
I was going to say the Da Vinci Code 2, motherfucker.
Yes,
that was pathetic. That was so pathetic.
Oh, my God. You know what's even worse? As I'm looking at these and I don't know any of these.
Yeah. There's a couple I don't know either.
Goosebumps. I mean, goosebumps.
Dirk Pitt? What the fuck is Dirk Pitt?
Oh, Goosebumps. So nice.
Oh, 50 Shades of Grey. That's a layup, too.
Yeah, 50 Shades is easy peasy.
That was very funny.
We named 5 books combined.
We did it. We named 3. 4.
The Bible?
The book series, The Bible.
Oh. It's made up of multiple books.
I'm crying right now.
Clancy has an answer.
Clancy. But you know what? He said it so strongly. I was like, oh, fuck. They got another one.
All lifelines remaining. College football, next category. This is for the app. Up by 5, but again, all lifelines remaining. From 2016 to 2018, this school made 3 straight New Year's Six bowl games, losing to Alabama, Penn State, and Ohio State in the process.
That's USC.
USC.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Yep.
Other side.
Fuck.
Other side, big potential steal.
Jack?
Damn it. Sorry, guys.
I think USC lost to Penn or beat Penn State in that bowl game.
Your mom, I need something in.
Jack, who do you got?
Jack?
We lost to Penn State.
5.
I think I have this.
But I don't think.
Damn it, Roan.
Notre Dame,
final answer.
Roan, who do you think it is?
Is it Memphis?
That's Washington. Washington, they made the playoff. They lost to Alabama, and then they lost
I
to
never
Penn
would
State.
Have had that. That's my bad, guys.
You guys want to double
done
up
that.
On ours or no?
What's you great? Can't double anymore.
Oh, I had to do it before. Okay, my bad.
A lot left. Here's yours. Make it 10-6, claw back into it. Only 2 non-SEC teams have won multiple Sugar Bowls since 2010. Ohio State and this school that beat Alabama in 2013 and Auburn in 2016. Multiple Sugar Bowl victories.
Only 2 non-SEC teams.
Bama's like very few losses, right?
Auburn in 2016. Who the fuck would it be Auburn in 2016?
15 seconds.
I don't know, to be honest with you.
5, you guess, in 4.
Go out of school.
3. 2, Rudy.
Penn State. I don't
1.
Know.
Penn State, final answer.
I didn't beat fucking Alabama.
Other side.
It's
got to be Big Ten, right? It's got to be a Big Ten team, right?
I thought Utah beat Alabama, but fuck. There was that year that they just didn't try. It was either Oklahoma or Utah. I can't remember. Does anyone remember Auburn playing 5, either of those teams in 2016? 4,
go with Utah. 3, just go with Utah.
2.
Utah.
It was the other one, Big Cat. It's Oklahoma.
God damn it.
Oklahoma.
Terrible by me.
Next category.
You had it.
Movies. Anyone want a double?
We should probably.
Rudy, you killed movies last time.
Let's do it.
I think we may as well do it. Let's do it right now. We're going to
double. Your mom's going to double. This is for the yak for 1 point. The 2012 movie Men in Black 3 saw the addition of what Oscar-nominated actor as the younger version of Tommy Lee Jones' character, Agent K?
I didn't even know there was a Men in Black 3.
I didn't even know there was a 2.
Yeah, you're
younger
watching
version of Tommy Lee Jones. Okay, so who looks like a young Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah, let's just run through that.
Who's like a younger guy with giant ears?
They did not cast based on the ears.
Tommy Lee Jones has huge ears.
I need something in 5 or phone a friend or something. In three.
Let's phone a friend. Let's phone a friend.
Oh, phone a friend. I don't have my
phone. Who are you calling? Ken Jack?
Let's call Ken Jack.
You're committed. You got to call.
Oh, right, we're going to know this too. We need Ken Jack to not pick up the phone.
Please be busy.
The rare midday dozen, though, so we don't, you know.
Be in the studio, Ken
You're
Jack.
You're
busy. Be busy for once, Ken Jack. One time for me.
Please leave your message for
me. He's calling me. He's calling me. He's calling me.
That's how it works.
Yo.
That's Wait, how I can't it works. Call him? No. That's how it works.
Okay. I was Don't already be... calling him. I didn't no. know who called him. We simultaneously called him. He had three different numbers calling him.
Wait, we didn't have simultaneous calls.
It was a simultaneous call.
No, dude, it's not. You call
he said he tried to answer Big Cat. Oh,
that's the game. That's
I don't know. No one said there's a designated caller.
Let me just say this. Thank God that I am a reformed member of community and it doesn't trivia.
Why are we calling friends with this team?
Clearly we're calling at the same time. That's a communication error where we're through the Zoom and everything like that. But I'm not going to say any of that because I'm reformed.
Yeah, that was bad communication on your team, though.
I'm in my son's bedroom. What do you want me to do? Bad reception.
I need something.
It's our question, right?
No, Josh Brolin. Josh Brolin.
Suck it, Jeff.
There was some shady fucking shit going on there.
Yeah, that was fucking.
No. Fuck you. Shady shit. How?
You had no. You were arguing about the fucking the call. That was what
to
you
be
were
fair. Nobody.
No. Hell no. I'm right here.
He's good.
Here's the thing. Nobody read the question, so even if he had picked up the phone, there's no way Ken Jack would have known.
No, he didn't cheat.
That was incredible, Ron. What a moment.
Congrats, Ron. That was
so other side.
Thank God we didn't complain.
Other side. Here we go. For 2 points. The 2007 movie Ocean's 13 saw the addition of a new antagonist named Willie Bank, the Oscar-winning actor.
Oh, it's It's Al Pacino.
Is that your final?
Yeah. Who played Scarface?
I don't think they can answer that.
I always mix him and De Niro up. It's Al Pacino. Al Pacino, final answer.
All right.
11-7, down 4. Yak, reminder, you have to double. Eventually, there's 4 categories left. Your next category is NFL.
You double?
Fuck. Double that.
Yeah.
Willie Bank is the fakest sounding name of all time.
It's a fake movie.
Are you going to double?
Your fake.
Not like you wrote the movie. Fuck you. It's a fake movie.
Jay, are you doubling?
Yes. Double.
Here we go. 35 seconds. The Raiders haven't beaten Washington since 2005. Who was the football team's starting QB for that game?
I'm pretty sure it's Mark Brunell.
I have other guesses, but should we just say go with that?
2005, the Bucs had the number one defense and played Washington in the playoffs, and Mark Brunell was the starter. He threw for 125 yards in that game. Mark Brunell, final answer.
13-7, massive double
gag. That guy's brain is stupid.
He knows the yardage?
So here's the deal. If you miss this and they get it, it's over. There's 7 points remaining. And you're playing well. It's just this is the Yak experience. They're just
that
good.
That is unbelievable.
The Cowboys haven't beaten the Broncos since 1995, but took them to overtime in 2005. Who's Dallas' starting QB for that game? Cowboys 2005 starter. You have double dip, and you have your phone a friend as well. Keep that in mind. Cannot let them steal this.
Romo. It would have been
starter in 2005.
Yeah. I don't know.
Romo.
Dallas is it Romo? Was he back then?
No, that would have been way too easy. Before. It had to be someone else.
Who's like right before that then?
10 seconds.
Let's call somebody.
Yeah, let's call.
We call PFT?
Yeah. PFT is it's team the game. PFT. You can't call PFT.
I know the answer if you guys want to call me.
You can call. I'll give you a second to let you call someone else.
Brandon would probably know.
Brandon would be the best.
Yeah, let's call Brandon.
I'm going to call
Brandon Jack.
All right, Jack's going to call Brandon Walker.
Too bad, but I'm in a Cowboys fan to work here.
A subtle dig.
I don't even know who that was a dig at.
We don't have any Cowboys fans.
Well, he definitely doesn't have his fucking phone on him during the day. He definitely is just roaming around eating.
Yeah, walking around like he's in a low ceiling.
I felt like a short ring.
No. He's definitely fucking by the interns fucking talking while eating chips. And he's on his desk. I know for a
fact. You can see it. You can see it.
This is Brandon Walker.
All right, you have 10 seconds. You can use your double dip if you want.
Mid-2000s fucking quarterback you can think
did
of.
Did Bledsoe play for the Cowboys? No.
Drew Bledsoe.
Rudy, I need something in five.
Drew Bledsoe, final answer.
I don't know.
Drew Bledsoe. You guys are alive. It's Drew Bledsoe.
13-8. Let's go.
I would have bet my life Drew Bledsoe never played a down for the Cowboys.
What a match.
Rude boy.
TV, this will put you up 6 and give you the win, Yak, if you get it. In 2016, what existing cable channel became Freeform in a rebranding effort?
Come on.
I know this. Yeah. I watch this channel. It's a great channel. ABC Family.
Yeah.
Final answer?
ABC Family. Shout out Gronish. Gronish is a very good program on that station.
No, it is not.
2-0.
I don't even know what ABC Family is. We compliment each other. Exactly. I don't know what the fuck.
Kevin, yours will be just as easy, though. I mean, what are you going to do? Other side, let's rip through it. Your mom, you're going to be 2-1, but your points are still pretty high here.
Brandon just walked into the room. Trivia, answer your fucking
In 2018, what existing cable channel became the Paramount Network as a total rebrand and genre switch up?
Spike TV.
Final answer.
That is correct. Last two categories. Next one is cars. What brand makes this 2008 car? What brand is that?
It's a VW, right?
Is it?
No.
Is it a Ford Taurus?
Is it a Camry?
No, it's not a Camry.
No.
Maybe let's go with Ford Taurus. Ford.
That is a generic looking sedan. All right, Ford Taurus.
Other side, 15 seconds.
Volkswagen.
I'm almost sure it's a Chevy.
Definitely not Volkswagen.
It's a Chevy.
Final answer.
Do I have to say what kind of car it is?
No, just the brand.
A Chevy. Oh. It's a Chevrolet. Final answer.
That's correct. Here's your car. Keep racking up your points. Matters for rankings coming out soon. Sys car. What's the brand?
That's a Toyota Camry. Pretty sure.
No. No, it's something like.
You don't think so?
I don't think it's Camry.
Don't need the actual car. I just need my brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, Toyota's fine.
I think it's Toyota.
That is correct.
Corolla.
Yeah.
Corolla.
Points there. 14-11. Last category. Geography. Written by KB, by the way. Shout out to KB. Great Basin National Park, I-80 in the city of Ely. I think it's pronounced. It can be found in the eastern part of what state? It's for the Yak. High score.
Double dip.
Yeah, we should might as well double dip, but I have no idea.
Beef up those points for the rankings.
Pennsylvania? I-80, I feel like, I don't know, but that could be in multiple states.
I think it goes across the whole country.
Great Basin?
I don't fucking know. Where's a basin? Arizona?
Wouldn't that be like kind of in the Dakotas area?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll let you both teams double dip. Jay, throw me out two answers.
No, it's not Dakota. Don't go with Dakota.
Don't go with Dakotas.
Okay.
Go with Arizona, New Mexico.
Arizona, New Mexico, final answer.
Other side for a steal.
I was thinking either Nevada or California.
I was going to say California as well.
Start with California.
We'll double dip, obviously.
It's a steal. Only one.
Nevada, final answer.
Correct.
The kid is a freak.
Other side, you get two guesses as well. Voyageurs National Park, Upper Red Lake, and the city of International Falls can be found in the northern part of what state? Two guesses to end it with a one-point loss.
I'm pretty sure that International Falls has to be in reference to Niagara Falls. It's either Washington or New York.
complete opposite side of the country.
I think you're right with I think you're right with Niagara Falls.
Let's go with New York.
First guess, New York. Second guess?
Okay. Washington. Washington.
Yak, other side for a 15-12 win.
Oregon.
Oregon.
Minnesota, Yak, big victory. Your mom, you pulled out 12 points, and that's the Yak experience.
12 loss? You got to be kidding me.
That's what they did in their first match. They gave up like – well, they didn't give up point, but they – other teams scored 12, and they still won by like 3 or 4. Che, sports math is – I don't think I can give that to you. I don't think I can give that to you anymore.
That's my new niche.
Well, let's not go crazy, Jeff. Maybe give us a couple categories we can get.
Yeah,
I'm just happy that Dynamite. We all had fun, boys.
How we got Josh Brolin and Drew Bledsoe in back-to-back categories is stunning. Shout out to the idea of reading books. Rudy, any comments? Rudy, you lost, but you're still going to probably number two behind Roan. That was still a solid performance.
I don't know, man. The guesses, some of those guesses I keep getting, I don't know how they get right. So I'm
lucky. I'm lucky. Big Cat, would you like to play to Rico anytime soon?
Sure.
Might be the next time you guys play. Might have played Team Minahan. Your mom will be back as well.
Play anyone, anywhere, anytime. We don't care.
Roman, thanks for sponsoring today's match. Next match, the experts back again. 2 weeks in a row, Brandon Walker, we get. Taking on Uptown Balls. Thank you to your mom. 2-1. Yak, 2-0. Remains undefeated. Rankings out very soon. This is a big one. We'll talk to you next time.